With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan calling a member of the team that prosecuted President Trump to come clean before his committee.
The Ohio Republican sent the subpoena to Thomas Windham, former senior assistant special counsel who worked under then special counsel Jack Smith. Then Attorney General Merrick Garland had appointed Smith to lead the Justice Department's case around Mr. Trump's retention of classified documents. Windham previously sat with the House Judiciary panel on June 12th. As part of Jordan's probe into efforts under the previous administration to investigate Mr. Trump. According to a letter from Jordan, Windham declined to answer some questions without authorization from the Justice Department. Jordan countered that such authorization was not necessary. Brittany Bennett in Washington.
House lawmakers leave D.C. in a couple of days for their six-week August break. House Speaker Mike Johnson says there will be no vote on releasing Jeffrey Epstein files before the break. Johnson notes that President Trump has already set the wheels in motion.
He wants all the credible files related to Epstein to be released. He's asked the Attorney General to request the grand jury files of the court. All of that is in process right now.
Democrats have been demanding release of the files, suggesting that they're playing politics. President Trump questions why they didn't release the documents themselves when they were in charge and had the ability to do so. This time it was several Ukrainian cities targeted overnight in Russian drone attacks. One child was killed, at least two dozen people injured. The latest assaults come ahead of tomorrow's planned peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, which so far have shown little progress in ending the war. Stay hydrated and stay in the air conditioning if you can. That's the advice for tens of millions of Americans as extreme heat and high humidity grips much of the country. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow 83 points higher. This is SRN News. Some British babies have people worried.
Medical ethics leaders around the globe are expressing concern about the birth of eight infants who are the product of three parents. Scientists added DNA from a third person to the embryos in an effort to eliminate certain genetic diseases. There have always been ethical concerns about the destruction of and experimentation on unborn humans, but this new experiment revives the debate surrounding the possibility of so-called designer babies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Food and Drug Administration has named a longtime pharmaceutical executive to run the agency's drug program. Dr. George Tidmarsh, a cancer and pediatric specialist, will direct the agency's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. One of his jobs will be to review the safety of the abortion pill mifepristone. The drug has been challenged in court over its danger to women. The Supreme Court recently kept the pill legal on a technicality. This is SRN News. Beef prices hit record highs.
And experts say don't expect much relief soon either. According to U.S. government data, the average price of a pound of beef rose to $6.12 in June, up nearly 12% from a year ago. The average price of all uncooked beef steaks rose 8% to $11.49 per pound. Beef prices have been steadily rising over the past 20 years because the supply of cattle remains tight while beef remains popular. John Scott reporting.
Harvard University, which boasts a $53 billion endowment, is challenging in court a $2.6 billion federal funding cut. The school accuses the government of trying to control academic decisions. The cuts followed Harvard's rejection of demands from a federal anti-Semitism task force. On Wall Street this hour, the NASDAQ is 44 points lower, the S&P up 6 points. More details, srnnews.com.